This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big news for the Commanders today. We have not really mentioned this on the show and haven't been able to dive too deep into it, but they are going international again. They're taking their show back on the road. Now, we don't know where to, but here's what's particularly compelling about this. So this year, they just played a road game in Madrid, Spain, but it was an actual road game on their schedule.
Yep.
They have not ever, not one time, been designated as the team to lose a home game until right now. They played the Bengals, which should have been a game in Cincinnati, in London in 2016. Then they played the Madrid game this week with the Dolphins, should have been a Miami home game, in Spain. Those are the two international games they've ever played. Danny, for the first time ever, they're going to have back-to-back seasons with an international game. And for the first time ever, they will lose a home date at Northwest Stadium in Landover. So if you're a season ticket holder, you will lose a date this coming year. The way the NFL is going to sell it to the team, I'm sure, is you're still going to have the same number of games because what they'll do is they'll only have one preseason game, and then they'll have eight regular season games. And so there's going to be nine total at home next year, which is what would have been on the schedule anyway, I suppose. But if you're a season ticket holder who thought you were getting nine regular season dates, now you only get eight. I don't think the money changes in a favorable way. We already saw the report today, in fact, that if you're in the lower bowl, your season ticket numbers are going up next year, even though you're losing a home date. So we'll cover that part of it in a second. But international, we just saw them in Madrid. We saw how much fun everyone had. Less than a week later, we find out they're going again. The timing's pretty good for the league to release this and for the team to release this because there's enough honeymoon feelings, I think, where people go, oh, I missed that Madrid trip. It looked like a blast. I'm not missing the next one.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's fair. I think it stinks for fans that go. I think it stinks for fans that, you know, are paying for season tickets and dealing with the increase, et cetera. It's great for the few that decide I'm willing and able to spend a week, thousands of dollars, whatever the case is, to get away and to go. And if you can do it, God bless you. I'm not someone that gets angry about that. You know, do what makes you happy. But, you know, this is one of those I'm always so curious as to who's a fan of it, right? Like, this is a...
The NFL, for sure.
Well, that's my point. It's like, and you're that excited that the league's doing well? Like, how does that help you? You know what I mean? Like, well, they're just going to start charging more for everything.
You're a fan with disposable income who can go, like, if you're one of
God
the people
you.
That just dropped a bunch of money, went to Madrid at the time of your life, you're going to go again next year probably.
And you should.
It's your vacation. You get to see a part of a different country. You get to see your football team. So those people like it.
And they love it. But my point is that the people that I care about are the rank and file. I care about the upper bowl folks. I care about the people that are like me going, you know what? I don't know if I want to spend $500 on a Sunday to get a couple of corn dogs or, you know, whatever, some nachos for my family, pay through the nose to park, pay for all the tickets, deal with all the hassle for a loss. I'm making those kind of value decisions. This doesn't help them. Doesn't help the regular fan at all. It's a TV product for, you know, 90-some percent of us.
Danny Ruye is thinking about the common man.
Yeah.
Rolling up his sleeves on this political ad.
In this case, yes, for fans. Yeah. I don't like it. I've mentioned this a million times. I was a partial season ticket holder with the Wizards with a couple of buddies. The price doubled year over year when I was sitting there watching them win 20 games because I wanted to see Wall and rookie Bradley Beal. And I thought they were going to be pretty good, so it was 2X. And I said, that's it. I'm out of here. I can't afford that. And it's not really that exciting just yet. You're going to double my cost to watch them win 30 games? No, thank you. And so I walked away. If they just continue to bleed me forever, I'd probably still have them. But anyway, the point is, I do care about that because it's an expensive proposition that's being asked of you, and there's nothing added for the regular fan here
right.
to me. And that's what I don't love.
Yeah, for me, I guess all of that's true. Where I wanted to attack this, though, is number one, we don't know where the game is, and I'm really curious about that.
I am too.
So London would be the most likely option, I would think, because I wonder, are you making the Commanders a marquee matchup team again? Like, the idea of Brazil has been floated. But that Brazil game, unless it changes, has become the opener of the season, basically, on Friday night. It's like you have the Thursday night opener in the States, then the Friday night week one game the next day. That has been Brazil the last 2 years.
Yep.
So is Washington hosting Philly, let's say, or something like that in Brazil? Is that something that they're making a standalone primetime Friday night game? You and I have been joking, but I'm serious about it. When I say it, they're going to get a lot fewer standalone primetime games based on how they played this year.
Right.
Now, Jaden Daniels should be back and healthy, and they should be a better team next year. But it would make more sense to me if they're playing a 9:30 a.m. London game against Jacksonville or
yeah.
Cleveland or you know the Vikings or something like that. And so I wonder where it's going to be. Could also be somewhere exotic, something we don't even think is on the table right now. But I am fascinated to see that because I'm certainly open to the idea, possibly, after swinging and missing on the Madrid trip, maybe rolling next year. But your larger point's correct. On the same day we find out they're going out of the States and you're losing a home date, I got DMs in my Instagram inbox, Grant H. Paulson, of screen grabs of people saying, just got this email from the team, my season tickets in the lower bowl are going up by X percent. Like, that is a bad look.
Yeah.
And by the way, it should be the opposite. Hey, man, you thought you were going to get 9 home games next year because we go every other. Now you're getting 8. Guess what? Good news. Here's your new number. It shouldn't be higher.
No. I mean, even if you do the math per game, it's going to be higher, right? But still, it frustrates me. And again, this is benefiting the owners and the team valuations and the league and the new television partners. Them growing revenue streams doesn't do anything for me.
Sure.
It just doesn't. That's not exciting to me. Now, an individual team in a different sport, for example, the Nationals, if more people go to games, more cash enters the coffers, presumably, in theory, more people watching means maybe they could spend some money on some players. Time will tell, certainly, with the Paul Timonian company in charge. So in that way, that benefits me. But people love the NFL. The stadiums are full. They set new records every week, every month, for whatever, how many people are watching. It's the best product we got going for television's sake. Things like this just frustrate me because it's like everyone's patting themselves on the back for how successful it is, and I'm kind of like, that's cool, man. I'm going to watch it on TV. If it's at 9:30, I'll watch it at 1, watch it at 4, watch it at 8, watch it Monday Night Football. Doesn't really do anything for me. But, yeah, for them, they're celebrating it, and I get it. It's the next frontier where they can make even more money.
So it's awkward to ask this question and take these calls then after what you're saying, which I think is a different conversation than if you want to just have that one we can have, which is the league's the big bad jerk and the little man's getting screwed. And I think that's true, and I can't imagine anyone's going to take the side of the league and not the side of the people who are paying the money. Maybe there's a couple people out there that would do that, but I think that's been talked about and that horse has been beaten, and if you want to keep beating it, we can do that. But what I actually wanted to open the phones up about is, are people more likely to go overseas after the Madrid trip, either because
it was a success for everyone who went. They loved it.
If you went and had a blast, you want to do it again. I know Toby came back and said, if they do it again next year, I'm going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.